Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If there's any place on earth that can focus your heart and your mind on the end of all things, it's a place like this, like Good Shepherd. In many ways, this is a place of endings. For many of you, this is the last place you will live. These are the last friends you will make. This is the last church with which you will worship, and this is very likely the place where you will breathe your last, and your life will come to its end. Living here at Good Shepherd has a way of opening your heart and your mind to what the prophet Daniel and Jesus both say today: the end is near. Not the end of church, not the end of this sermon, not just the end of your earthly life. No, the end, in all capital letters, the end is near. And as the end gets closer, Daniel tells us there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation up to that time. As the end gets closer and closer, what happened to Jerusalem will most certainly happen here. Look around you. This lovely building, this lovely community with this event center and the chapel and the hallways and the rooms and the tables and the chairs, the whole nine yards, not one stone will be left upon another one. The end is near. Are you ready? Are you ready and able to discern false Christs from the true Christ? Are you ready to ride out wars and rumors of wars, both near and far away? Are you ready for earthquakes and fires and famines and disasters everywhere and all the time? Are you ready to be hauled before the authorities, to be arrested, and there give your faithful testimony and confession of your faith in Jesus Christ and his salvation of your body and soul? Are you ready for the conflict that will engulf your family as the end draws near? Are you ready? I sure do hope so. Because all of those things are happening right now. They've been happening since Jesus ascended back up to the right hand of God the Father in heaven. They are happening now, and they will continue to happen until Jesus comes back in all his heavenly glory. False Christs pop up all over the place. At Bible study on Wednesday, we talked about five of them alive now, who all claim they are Jesus, but none of them happen to come down on clouds of glory with archangels and the trumpet of God. But there are false Christs everywhere. Warfare continually tears through places. Syrians are fighting a civil war. African Christians are fighting against Muslim infidels. Thousands are killed in a drug war in Mexico, just to name a few. Earthquakes, famines, fires, and all kinds of natural disasters happen every day. Just look at California and the fires that ravaged it over the last several days. And Christians are sued and fired and belittled because of sticking to their faith and their convictions. Families are wrenched apart because some believe in Jesus and others do not. You better be ready, because all these things are happening right now. And they are all signs that the end is near. And as the end approaches, it's only going to get worse. Jesus says these are the beginnings of sorrows. Not the end, not the worst, not as bad as it can be. He says these are the beginnings of the sorrows. Many false Christs have arisen and many more will come. We've seen the horrors of war in every generation, and future generations will see them again and see them more and more and more. Natural disasters will not stop. Persecution of Christians is just now ramping up, and family conflict now is nothing compared to what it will be. The end is near. In the face of all these trials and tribulations, in the face of suffering that is sure to come, today Jesus makes us a promise. He makes us a wonderful, a beautiful promise that makes it possible for us to carry on and to cling to Jesus and His promises every moment of every day. At the end of today's gospel reading, Jesus says, "He who endures to the end shall be saved." Things are bad now, yes. Things are going to get worse. But this is the promise that keeps us going. Everyone who endures to the end shall be saved. Every human being, every man, every woman, every child who is alive now, who has been alive, who has yet to be born, every one of us will have to face Christ our Lord at the end. And those who endure in faith, those who endure to the end, shall be saved. You will be saved from all the false Christs. You will be saved from the ever-increasing warfare. You will be saved from all persecution. You will be saved from family strife. You will be saved from every natural disaster. And you will be saved by Jesus Christ Himself. But you must be ready. You must be ready to endure the suffering and the persecution and the trials and the danger and the tribulations that you will most certainly face. You must be ready to face Christ on your last day. And you must be ready to face Christ.